It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can. For me, when he died on Calvary, he gave his life for fallen man. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last for all eternity. Jesus wants to love you. You are precious in his sight. He will never fail you when the doubts assail you. He'll be with you day and night. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last for all eternity.
Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You've been listening to the song Boundless Love, and what a boundless love our Lord has bestowed upon us. Greater love hath no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. Oh, what our Lord did to show his love to us, for God so loved the world. This song, Boundless Love, was number one back in the 1980s. Last time we listened to some songs of the 1980s, we're going to continue in this episode with more great classic songs that were number one back then. But who can forget this unique, funny, and yet very convicting song? See if you remember it and maybe where you were the first time you heard it.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
In the summer it's too hot, and in the winter it's too cold. In the springtime when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go. Well, it's up to the mountains or down to the beach or to visit some old friend, or just to stay home and kind of relax and hope some of the kinfolks will start dropping in. Well, the church benches are too hard, and that choir sings way too loud. Boy, you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a great big crowd. The doctor told you, now you better watch them crowd. They'll set you back. but you go to that old ball game because you say it helps you to relax. Well, a headache Sunday morning and a backache Sunday night, but by work time Monday morning, you're feeling quite all right. While one of the children has a cold, pneumonia do you suppose? Why, the whole family had to stay home
just to blow that poor kid's nose.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Well, a preacher, he's too young, and maybe he's too old. The sermons, they're not hard enough, and maybe they're too bold. His voice is much too quiet, like sometimes he gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity, or else he's way too proud. Well, the sermons, they're too long, and maybe they're too short. He ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Well, one of the ladies told me the other day,
well, he didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Here are two more songs that were number one favorites. Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Yes, thank God for water to swim in. The reason why we are able to do that is because one day mercy built a bridge.
Step into the water.
Wade out a little bit deeper.
Wet your feet in the water.
Of his water,
of his love.
Step into the water.
Into the water.
Wade out a little bit deeper.
Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we the people stand up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and raise our swords to fight. For the Bible is my weapon, and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deep.
A little deeper.
Wet your feet in the water of his love.
Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deep.
A little deeper.
Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Who walks
in a lowly cattle stable in Bethlehem. There were signs of new construction on a mighty span, that in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross. 'Cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's rib. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails on Calvary's rugged ridge. Mercy built a bridge.
Cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all you give for mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, but must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all the gift the mercy built to bring.
Jesus is the bridge.
I'm sure many of you will remember when the McCamey sang this great song that is still a favorite today, "The God on the Mountain." Why, he's still God in the valley. And it will be followed by another great classic song, "I Bowed on My Knees and Cried, Holy, Holy, Holy. I Clapped My Hands and Sang, Glory, Glory to the Son of God."
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the the talk comes so easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, honky-tonk cafe when you're up on the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, you see, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the past.
Still God.
As I enter those gates, I cried, "Holy!" The angels all met me there. Then they carried me from mansion to mansion.
I want to see.
now time for our story behind the song. God will give you songs that will change lives. A visiting preacher told that to a 7-year-old boy by the name of Greg Day, who's the writer of this gospel song that became a number one 80s tune. He was attending his parents' church during a revival meeting. The first service, the preacher announced the title of his message, The Midnight Cry. He wrote that title down, and back at his parents' house, he and his brother were thinking about the message. Greg began to play some chords and then said, I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And his brother Chuck said, and it's closer now than it's ever been. Immediately, Greg came back with, I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. And his brother came right back with, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. And 30 minutes of back and forth, a great gospel song was born.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home when Jesus steps out.
At the midnight cry,
when
gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.